Welcome back to another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, This 504 Girl. And yes, I'm back with another episode of R. Kelly and His Emotions. So I said on my Instagram page sometime earlier today that it is a lot of moving parts up leading to the R. Kelly trial, and I'm gonna bring all in between before the trial. I think they're starting the jury selection August the 8th or the 9th. It's one or the other, but so there was a letter written to the judge, again, another motion, and I'm going to read that for you guys. Okay, so it says, Dear Judge Donnelly, we write to apprise that the court of our efforts to visit Mr. Kelly over the weekend. Please know that the promise of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 7 days per week played out as we suspected it would. So it says, on Saturday, we were told that we must terminate our visit at 3:30 p.m. We were told that all visits terminate at 4 on weekends, and we were unhearsed out well before that time. On Sunday, we were asked to leave at 3 p.m. The net effort is that we lost approximately 10 hours of prep time with Robert. More significantly, that's a word that I said before that I never can say. We have not been able to confirm any visits for this week. Most of the times, the rooms were already booked. Again, our recollection is that the government stated that we would have unfettered access to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days per week. Moreover, we would be in a designated room. That promise is far from being met. Given the urgency of the situation, we respectfully request that Your Honor issue an order allowing us to have visits with Robert Kelly 7 days per week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting today. Okay, so this was submitted by R. Kelly's lawyer, Connick, however you say his name, and I read the motion on my last episode, where the government submitted their answer to Connick before, because he was saying that he wasn't going to be able to visit R. Kelly, blase, blase, blase. The government came back with an answer saying that you're going to be able to visit R. Kelly at this time, between this time, 7 days a week. And so Connick came back with a motion to the judge saying that whatever the government said, it was not true, because we cannot visit R. Kelly. That is far from the truth, and they want something done about it. You know, they feel like they should be able to visit R. Kelly when they feel. So on yesterday, the judge replied. And she stated, the court directs Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, to ensure that the defendant is able to meet with his counsel in a private room at MDC. MDC will assure that these meetings can take place as frequently as the defendant and his counsel request, and for the duration that the defendant and his counsel request within the MDC's normal visiting hour. Defense counsel is directed to inform the court without delay if they face difficulties booking or having clients' visits. This is ordered by the judge, Ann Donnelly, 7/12/2021. And it was entered. So this was the letter in response to the defendant's request to an order as the Brooklyn MDC as Robert Sylvester Kelly. Was entered. So yeah, so today they entered a sealed document, and I don't know what it is, because like I said, it's sealed. When something is sealed, I don't know what it is. I wish I was a fly on the wall where I can read what that sealed document is. I'm trying to get to something that I wanted you guys to know about the Jane Doe's in the trial, because there are several. Hold on 1 second while I try to find that. I had it right in front of me, and I know you're probably wondering where I'm getting all this information, these motions and things of that nature. Okay, so on July the 10th, there was a motion submitted that they are to protect the identities of certain charges victim witnesses. So they want to protect all the alleged victims in the case. That was a motion that was submitted on July the 10th. And we know his bond was denied. So the next time R. Kelly is scheduled to go to court, It's set for 7:15 at 2 p.m. They changed the time from 2 to 1. It's going to be 1 p.m. in courtroom 4G, note ordered by Judge Ann M. Donnelly. He will be in court on 7:15. Once I have information on that incident, hearing, I will bring it to you. They also had something else that was going on, another motion that was filed, but it was like 15 pages long, and I was not gonna read all those pages. I'll probably skim through it and give you the most important details to it of that. So yeah, so that's all I have thus far today for the R. Kelly trial, upcoming trial. Wait, hold on. I see Sercio hearing is set for 7:15. Azriel's Clary attorney Gloria Rodriguez will be in attendance. So Azriel's attorney will be at the hearing. If you don't know who Azriel Clary is, she is one of the last girlfriends that was with R. Kelly. And of course, Jocelyn Savage is still with R. Kelly. Not really sure where she is now. I don't know if she's in New York or if she's still in Chicago. But yeah, once I have some more information for you guys, and as the motions drop, anything breaks, I sure will bring it to you guys. And you can follow me on Instagram, This504Girl. I'm on Twitter, This504Girl. Clubhouse, if you need a Clubhouse invite, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'll be sure to send you out one. Have a few little things growing over there on Clubhouse, and that's it. That's all I have for R. Kelly on today, and I'll bring you back something the next time. I guess I'm probably will be the 15th if something don't drop before the 15th. So I'll talk to you later.